there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it's the final hour on the final day. Dan and the Dentist, Dan Patrick Show. We did it. Well, I think we did it. Still got an hour to go here. Scottsdale Stadium and home of the San Francisco Giants in spring training. They've been wonderful people. Thanks to the grounds crew folks who've been with us early morning and later in the afternoon, allowing us to take BP. Fritzy got to run the bases yesterday.
Is that what you're calling it?
Yeah. You know, I mean, it was a jog.
Trot.
That was a home run trot is what it was.
But, very trotty.
Yes. Final hour coming up. We'll check in with the 49ers' great linebacker, Fred Warner. And, of course, Marvin, who screwed up his one question to Debo Samuel. I said, I'll bring on another 49er since that's your favorite team. And you get to ask one question of Fred Warner. You've been working on it all morning long.
I really have. I've been rewriting it. And, you know, I did a rough draft and made a final.
What are some of the things you're not going to ask Fred Warner?
I'm not going to ask, oh, when you're in that 3-4 defense and you're in the prevent defense, I hate, like, because I'm not a football, like, aficionado like that.
Yeah.
I'm just a fan.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask something that's, you know, fan-ish.
Do you want to ask me if you think this is going to go well?
Dan, do you think this is going to go well?
No.
Okay.
No. But either way, it's content.
Is that wishful thinking, Dan, or is it just what you think? It felt a little more like, I hope this doesn't go well.
I hope it doesn't go well.
Got to admit.
I hope you stumble, and I hope that you stammer, and I hope that you just throw something out and you don't even ask a question. Because that's how it came out when you interviewed Debo Samuel.
And it was the worst, too, because I had nothing for Debo Samuel. Debo had nothing for us, and we had nothing for
you
him.
You were so excited to have him on. You're like, Debo Samuel, yeah! And I said, well, what would you ask him? Oh, well, you know, you could ask him a lot of things. And all of a sudden I thought, oh, let me just have Marvin ask you a question. Since my questions weren't working with Debo Samuel, let me have Marvin use his knowledge of the 49ers with Debo Samuel. But Fred Warner will join us, great linebacker for the 49ers, in the final hour of the program. It is a Meat Friday, and a Meat Thursday, and a Meat Wednesday, and a Meat Tuesday. The Traeger folks spent the night here at the stadium, because the San Francisco Giants, the city of Scottsdale, said you can't have the Traeger on all night to cook a whole hog. And so Chad and Julie from Traeger had to spend the night, and that's the whole hog right there, nothing but the hog, so help me hog. Pineapple slaw, baked beans, smoked potato salad, smoked salted peanuts, chews, and Kentucky mules. That's what's coming up. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Poll question for the final hour of the program.
Well, I'm still reeling from hour two.
Okay.
This is just a shocking turn of events to me.
Okay.
Whose hair would you want, Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence? 70% Justin Herbert.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised at that. I think Trevor maybe has a little too much hair. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe Justin seems a little bit more manageable.
It's a little more Trevor is a little more Pantene, and Justin's a little more like Old Spice body wash kind of thing.
Good breakdown. Yeah. Thank you.
But Trevor, like I had dated women who didn't flip their hair as much.
But he does it
so
well.
And their hair didn't look as good as...
Yeah,
as,
the guy's got a great head of hair.
Yeah, it's great moss is what
that
is.
And he flips it well.
Yes, he does. All right, we have our mock headlines. Fritzy said this to me this morning, he had mock headlines. And I don't know if you want to go first with your Super Bowl mock headlines, because Ryan in Honolulu is ready to go with his.
I think I'll take last licks.
Do you want to alternate?
We could do that.
Okay.
That's fair.
Let's bring in Ryan in Honolulu, who joins us on the program. Hi, Ryan.
Aloha, Dan.
Thank you, Ryan. Good to have you. By the way, if you're watching on Peacock, thank you, our streaming partner. And you can download the app Watch for free, and our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. All right, Ryan, your first mock headline, your first Super Bowl mock headline, go ahead.
first of all, Dan, why does Fritzy's Aussie accent sound like Silence of the Lambs? It puts the lotion on the skin or it gets the hose again.
I'm
Australian, not a serial killer, Todd.
We don't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
we don't know that yet.
Your wife just left you, so.
Never convicted.
We don't know why.
You could be both.
We have to trust me. All right. First one is seeing Reddick. Eager to get Hassan's on Mahomes.
Hassan's.
Okay.
All right.
Fritzy, that should be easy to top. Go ahead.
I've got here, drive a cheesesteak through them. Bleak bowl for the birds.
Wow.
Dang, you had cheesesteak right out of the gate,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
A cheesesteak through them.
That smells of desperation. Okay, Ryan.
That was a rocky start by Fritzy.
Oh, okay. Bloop, bloop.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, okay.
I thought it was pretty good.
All right, Ryan.
Yeah.
All right. Ryan?
Andy Reid's Super Bowl game plan is child's play. Punt, pass, and kick ass.
Okay. All right. That's a callback from when Andy was in punt, pass, and kick when he was 13 years of age. Okay. Looked like Gulliver. Todd?
You cannot be Sirianni. Poor decisions, clock management, Fry Philly. You cannot be Sirianni. You cannot be Sirianni, Dan.
So you're channeling John McEnroe.
Yeah. You cannot be Sirianni. Poor decisions, clock management, Fry Philadelphia. Dan.
Okay. Ryan, that's a bad idea. That's a bad idea. Yeah, it is. Hey, Ryan. Okay.
Travi versus Jason, a nightmare on Sunday the 12th. Kelsey, what I did there, Dan?
Oh, boy.
Todd?
Hilarious. Clyde Edwards lifts Lombardi in a laugher. Okay. Edwards Hilaire. We don't even know if he's playing. Why are you using Edwards Hilaire? He may not even play. Dan, hilarious.
What, Marv?
Would you rather have me
ask more questions to Debo Samuel? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Paul.
Todd making fun of his own bomb mock headlines is better than his mock headlines.
Ryan in Honolulu, your turn again.
State Farm Stadium ensures Patrick Mahomes' field advantage.
Okay. Man, Ryan is tough. Ryan is usually pretty good.
Yeah. Tough crowd.
Onward to misery. Aloha, I'm out.
Oh, okay, he tapped out already?
Oh, he tapped out.
So I just need like a base hit here in the bottom of the ninth?
Okay, you got a runner at third.
All right.
And you can only, it's a base hit wins the mock headlines.
Ooh.
Okay, now we're all going to vote.
Okay.
But it's got to be a base hit that brings in the game when he runs since we're here at the ballpark. Somebody has to win this.
Okay.
All right.
Patrick's hat trick. Mahomes' 3 TD passes lead Chiefs to title. Patrick's hat trick.
No, but
no?
I'm gonna.
It can't be worse than a push.
What if that was just a foul down the line and he gets another?
Okay,
he gets another cut.
All right, man.
That,
come
that
on, man.
Foul.
Here we go. Come on, man. Here we go. Come on, a little base on. Here we go.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Read this. Andy gives former team the bird. He used to be the Eagles coach. Birds, Eagles are birds, and Andy Reid used to coach the Eagles.
I'm gonna say that's a called third strike. You didn't even take a cut. You didn't even take a swing.
The rush doctor, Isaiah Pacheco, the rush doctor.
Oh,
instead
no.
Instead of the flight doctor.
Dr. Ferdy Pacheco?
Yeah, but this is the other one. This is Isaiah Pacheco.
Very timely reference.
The rush doctor. Gainedwell, Eagles soar on Kenneth's carries. Gainedwell.
No, I got it. Yeah. When you have to repeat it, you lose.
That hurts. Jalen's picks propel KC. Dan, oh, brother, Travis one-ups Jason. They both had one ring. Now Travis has a second. Oh, brother. Travis, one up space.
All right. Now, let's just declare no winner.
Hilarious. I'm playing in the second half.
Yeah.
Dan.
Welcome. That's great.
Maybe you should have Andrea Kramer read them.
Thank you, Dan. Read this. Andy gives former team the bird with the Broncos.
You know what?
Andrea Kramer, ESPN.
Do not lump her into this.
That's not fair.
That is not fair. She's a wonderful woman and a great reporter, and you're a loser.
Sean Payton tells me the Broncos will be, instead of 5-12, 12-5 with the Broncos. Back to you, Dan. ESPN.
You got one foot out the door. You are you're on your way to the airport.
I'm already trying to figure out how to pack the Traeger food in like a doggy bag so I can rush to the airport.
I hope you get stopped.
I know you
and
do.
Searched.
I hope your flight's delayed and you don't get back till Monday. All right.
No, not that. I need you. I need you on
Monday. I'll be there.
Monday. Okay.
I'll be. Even if I have to walk from here back to Milford, I'm going to be there.
All right. Is anybody making any outlandish picks here that we can play back on Monday? Like, what is the, what would be the surprise ending to the Super Bowl?
A blowout?
Yeah.
Okay, a blowout by either team?
I think the Eagles blowing out the Chiefs would be more surprising than the Chiefs blowing out the Eagles.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Marv?
What do we consider a blowout?
10 or more.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh.
10?
Yeah.
Was a blowout. Wow.
Maybe 14.
Well, they're
yeah,
favorite.
I was going to say like two.
It's 1.5.
Two scores.
But 27-17 wouldn't like a blowout either way.
Okay.
I would say 13.
Okay, 14.
All right, there you go.
14 points.
Now again.
Does anybody see the Chiefs winning by 14 or more?
Hmm.
Okay.
I think that D-line, ooh, it's.
I mean, I'm not saying they will, but they could.
Yeah, thank you.
Right. To a man.
Yeah, to a man. We're talking about the Kansas City Chiefs.
At the end of the day, this is the Chiefs. Right?
Yeah. I don't think people realize that, okay? We're talking about Patrick Mahomes here, okay? Yeah. I mean, do people even realize that?
Jimmy Lipper. Do we make our predictions now? Or you want to wait like a half hour after Fred joins us? Yeah, Paul.
I'm going to go Super Bowl MVP. A little maybe surprising. I'm going to go Miles Sanders, the running back. I think they're going to get a lead and run that heck out of it.
Okay. Anybody have a surprise besides Jalen Hurts or Patrick Mahomes, Slice?
Man, I feel like I had a good one the other day because I said something similar where I was just like, this is going to be one of those Super Bowls where it's like a Santonio Holmes ends up being the MVP.
Okay. Yeah. But he shouldn't have been.
Shouldn't have been,
no,
but was.
No, but he shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
That should have been Ben. That two-minute drill, placing that ball where he placed it,
only he could make that throw.
Absolutely. Yeah. What more?
Ben has no Super Bowl MVPs.
No.
Well, I didn't realize that.
Huh. Well, the game against Detroit, that he was, as Jerome Bettis said, Ben was really, really, really nervous.
He was Jimmy G-ish.
They were trying to, they won probably in spite of him.
All he did was win.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
You can get plus 20,000 on Gardner Minshew to be the Super Bowl MVP.
Mm.
That seems like that could be a dark horse value bet. Very, very dark.
Yes, Todd.
I'm going to say 29-23 Kansas City.
No, no. I said, do we want to make our predictions or wait? I didn't ask.
Oh.
I didn't ask for the prediction.
I wanted to get my.
What? How about
29-23, Dan.
Okay. Final segment. We'll make our predictions here. The NFL awards, MVP Patrick Mahomes. Who got the other two first-place votes? Jalen Hurts get the other two-place votes, or did Joe Burrow get one? Brian Daboll was the coach of the year, comeback player of the year, Geno Smith. This is one of those lists where I said, hey, in September, Geno Smith's going to win an award at the end of the season at the Super Bowl. Comeback player of the year. Justin Jefferson, offensive player of the year, defensive player of the year, Nick Bosa. And the Jets have the offensive and defensive rookies of the year in Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner. And your Walter Payton man of the year was Dak Prescott. The Pro Football Hall of Fame. I love that Zach Thomas is getting in. I love that Joe Klecko and Kenny Riley are getting in. Rondé Barber also got in. Darrell Revis. Joe Thomas. Jamarcus Ware. Don Coryell created Air Coryell, the Chargers. Dan Fouts, and, you know, it's just a wonderful offensive mind. Chuck Howley got in. The senior committee put him and Klecko and Kenny Riley, and Chuck Howley played for the Cowboys and was the Super Bowl MVP. Was that Super Bowl V that he was the MVP?
I think it was.
Jim O'Brien kicked the game-winning field goal?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, just because. I'm really sorry. I said, yeah, I think so.
Yeah. What? Let's see.
So getting a little loose.
Are you getting nervous because Fred Warner's getting ready to come on and you got to ask your question?
No, I'm ready.
Okay.
You guys aren't bringing it up or anything, so I'm all good.
Okay. Seems like you're a little nervous there.
You got faith in you, Marv.
Dan doesn't.
Yeah, but nobody's made more fun of you because of your Debo Samuel question than Seton has. So now he has your back.
I'm not making fun of him. I just do an impression of it.
Those are simultaneous.
Yeah.
I don't think he's it's not a tribute to you by his impersonation, so he is making fun of you.
Oh, that's all right.
Go ahead, Seton.
No, look, okay, because like I said, Fred, right? Like East Hartford High, you know, the 49ers, right? It's like, Jimmy G, what happened?
Pop Warner.
Pop Warner, just get like you in space, right?
You're not going to ask that question.
It was literally Paul McCartney and Chris Farley.
Yeah.
Like, remember when you with the Beatles?
And Debo's not exactly giving you, like, he's just letting you dangle out.
Oh, yeah.
Debo wasn't helping me out. He's when like, I was interviewing. Yeah. No, no.
Because when you're like, do you have a question? No. Yes. No. You had questions, and he didn't. No. Drinking water.
He wasn't listening to my question.
He sure wasn't.
Yes, Paul.
We have a prop bet. Marvin's first word during his question to Fred Warner, so or like versus the field?
Or look.
Or look, yep. So, like, or look.
Can I throw an A in there, too? A. Look.
Oh.
Or it might start with an F.
Oh. Fred?
Careful.
No.
All right. It's the big reveal. Marvin is going to ask a question on national radio and TV.
Let's go.
Millions of listeners. Millions of viewers.
No pressure.
No pressure whatsoever.
Nope.
Find out next if Marvin screws it up. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Well, I finally did it. I switched to PXG. Darius Rucker has been telling me for years, hey, these are the best clubs. And, you know, Darius plays 6 days a week, so I trust him. And he's a pretty good golfer there. I got more distance, forgiveness, got to take a tour of PXG out here in Scottsdale. Got to see the golf clubs. And then they said, hey, we are unveiling the golf ball that we've been working on for over a decade. And I was like, great. And they said, we're going to debut it on your show, which we did earlier this week. Visit PXG.com or call 844-PLAY-PXG or go to a PXG store near you. Schedule your fitting. It takes a couple of hours to do it, but they go through everything with you. All the clubs, driver, your wedges, putting as well. They want to make sure that you are going to be better. And they have hundreds and hundreds of patented technologies. Basically, they said, no matter what the cost is, we're going to give you the best club that money can buy. And now the best golf ball. Shopper schedule fitting at PXG.com, 844-PLAY-PXG, or a PXG store near you. Nobody makes golf clubs the way they do, period. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Once again, if you are down at Home Plate Plaza here at Scottsdale Stadium, after the show, we'll come out and say hello. Maybe Fritzy will spend a little time before he has to get to the airport.
I will do that.
That'd be nice. Be nice to hug a couple of wives or girlfriends out there, as you've been known to do.
I hugged a couple of people without getting permission. You know, usually they say, this is my girlfriend or my wife. She really wants to hug you. I just kind of went in for it, and then afterwards I said, was that okay that I did that?
Yes, Paul.
I turned behind me yesterday, and there's actually a picture of it someone posted. Fritzy hugged someone's wife, and she was like 30. And he rested his chin on her shoulder and like she'd just come back from the war type hug.
It was more than a hug. It lasted a few extra seconds, and it was almost like a snuggle where
yes.
Someone might be uncomfortable that would be married to that person or be the boyfriend. Say, hey, okay, Fritzy, easy there.
Okay.
So I apologize if I...
Well, at least we're forewarning the audience right. that we'll come out and say hello to them. We've had a great response with our audience out here after the show. All right, the 49ers linebacker, all-pro linebacker. He is Fred Warner, who joins us on behalf of X-Tech Shoulder Pads, the latest pad technology, celebrating its 10 years on the field. Go to xtechpads.com or at xtechpads on Instagram. Let's say hello to the great Niners linebacker, Fred Warner, who comes in. Okay. He's got the pads. He's got the pads on. I like that. All right, looks good.
Thank you. Had to come out ready.
You look like you're ready to hit somebody there, Fred.
I mean, who wants?
I like it.
I wouldn't do that to you.
Yeah. It's good to see you.
Yeah, good to be here.
Now,
thank you.
Now,
seriously,
we have one 49er fan on our staff.
Oh, just one.
Yeah.
right.
Yeah. I mean, had you beaten the Eagles, you might have had a few more. But so Marvin is a 49er fan, lifelong fan.
I love it.
And I gave him a chance to ask Debo yesterday or 2 days ago a question.
Okay.
And he did horrible.
No.
Yeah, did horrible.
Oh.
He stammered. Stuttered, didn't really ask a question.
All right.
Would you say it's a fair assessment, Marv?
First of all, first wasn't on that poll question of what I would say first. But look.
Oh, look is what I said you were going to start with, Fred.
No, I said first. First was the first word I said.
Okay.
Debo wasn't the most talkative.
Okay.
Right? So yeah. Dan was asking him questions. Marvin, do you have a question? He didn't want to answer your questions. Why would he want to answer my questions?
Right. Because you're a Niner fan. He got to answer your questions. You're the Niner fan.
Yeah, but he didn't seem like he was talking.
Okay, so yeah. Debo, he's more about just, you know, toting the rock and running people over. Yeah. That's his thing.
Yeah. All right, Marv, you're stalling.
No. You interrupted me.
All right.
All right.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Here's the big question.
Uh-oh.
Do you guys ever feel like you guys have true road games because Niner fans travel everywhere? My boys went to a game in Atlanta, and they said it felt like a home game. It felt like San Francisco when you guys were out there.
I might be biased, but I think we have the best fans in the league.
No, you're right. You're right.
We call them the faithful because they truly, they're there no matter what. You know, it does feel like a home game, especially when we go down and play L.A. You know, that's our stadium. It's like we just get an extra little home game every season. But, that's the best fans in the league.
All right. Well, let's say goodbye to Fred Warner. That's the only reason why we're having him on. Thank you, Fred. Just one quiet, one and done, Marv.
That's it. I'm from Connecticut, and we just got tons of Connecticut Niners fans, so big fan.
Marv.
That's it.
You had one question. That's it.
Oh, but the entire time, he's going to mess it up. Oh, Marvin. Oh,
that's great.
Okay.
Well,
what's wearing his ear?
You did ask a question that was close-ended. You didn't say, why are the Niners fans the best in the NFL?
Hmm.
Because you were like going, hey, you know, Niner fans. And I had a friend who said when they went to Atlanta, and then, so you just say, why do the Niners have the best?
Besides L.A.
Okay.
What was the game where you felt like, man, there's more Niners fans than there are.
Marv, no. You uh-oh. Had one shot. That's it.
And I asked it, and he answered.
I know, but I mean, it wasn't a great question.
You guys have a great question.
Let's bring back the Niners. Fred Warner, who joins us on the program. Yes, great to see you, Fred. Thank you for playing along.
It's a pleasure to be here, seriously. Yeah.
Great coverage linebacker.
I do all right.
You're okay with that?
Yeah, I do okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was saying to Debo, I thought you were underrated, and he goes, no, he's not. And I went, okay, nationally, I think you are. Do you feel, it almost feels like you got to sack somebody or have interceptions to get any kind of recognition?
Yeah, I mean, I probably wouldn't know the difference if I was nationally known or not, you know, because I don't pay attention to it much. But you're right. I mean, the sacks, the interceptions, those, like, the splash plays, that's something that, you know, people kind of know players for more. Yeah. I feel like down in and down out, there's nobody better.
Explain to me why Travis Kelce's always open.
I don't know. That's a good question.
But he is. He doesn't strike me as being fast or quick.
He's sneaky fast. He's sneaky quick.
Okay.
But I don't know. He's just a big body. He's obviously played the game a long time now. He's savvy with the way that he runs his routes. You know, you got to double him. You know, that's just who he is. That's where he's at in his career right now, where he's that good. You got to double him. And the teams that don't, it's like, what are you doing? You know, I see guys put DNs on him, you know, stand-up DNs, trying to put him on him in coverage. You know, you got your DBs and linebackers. It's kind of a mismatch no matter who you put on them.
Yeah, the best tight end you've faced in your career is who?
Probably every day of practice, George Kittle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he calculated or crazy?
A little bit.
Is he both?
Yeah, a little bit of both, yeah. Yeah, if people knew George more, like, there's more to him than just being, like, a psycho, you know, like. everybody, you know, sees, like, the Joker, and, you know, having fun, but, like, I mean, there's real depth to him, like, in the way that he approaches the game, and, you know, he hands out these little cards that have sayings on them, you know, and, like, the real deal, for sure.
He's like a kid.
Yeah.
A lot of times. But like a kid who's had a lot of candy. He's just kind of wild out there.
There's a lot of energy, yeah. Too much candy for
Although
sure.
Debo, when he was on, did say, you're the one guy in practice who doesn't take a play off and never, it's always 100%.
Man, was Debo talking about me the whole interview?
A little bit. He didn't want to talk about him, okay. And he didn't want to talk about the quarterbacking situation. So I'm like,
understandably. Yeah.
I did ask him. I said, who do you want as the quarterback?
And what did he say?
He took a drink of water. He didn't say.
Okay.
You don't have any water. Who do you want as the quarterback
next
season?
I'm not the one catching the passes. You know, if anybody was going to answer the question, it got to be Debo.
No, but you're on the sidelines and you're hoping that offense scores some points.
Absolutely. So you're not lying about that. I want whoever's going to give us the best chance to win.
Okay. Did you see this from Brock Purdy in practice? Be honest.
Yeah.
During the course of the year, before he took over, how did you view Brock Purdy?
I was a fan of his, and you can ask anybody in the facility, anybody in that building. Like, I was a fan of his from day one.
I can ask anybody.
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 Yeah.
All right.
I was a fan of
like
his.
Like Sarah, who is the receptionist, if I said, Fred Warner, big fan.
She's like, wait, did you know that Fred would, like, walk by and be talking about Brock Purdy under his breath? Like, what? I don't know what the problem is, but, I mean, come on. Like, what's up with him?
But once you saw Christian McCaffrey go into the game, what did you?
Dude, the funniest story about that is I'm at when the news broke that we were getting Christian McCaffrey. I'm at my house getting my hair cut, and my barber, he's a huge Niner fan. Shout out JR, and he's cutting my hair, and he gets an alert on his phone. He's like, "Bro, you guys just got Christian McCaffrey." I'm like, "No, we didn't, man. What are you talking about?" And he's like, yes, bro, look, it's on ESPN. And we're both going crazy. Like, we're in the house jumping up and down. Like, you know, obviously that's like as big of a blockbuster trade as it comes.
But when he goes into the game, Johnson goes down, Brock goes down, and you see Christian McCaffrey is your quarterback.
Yeah.
He's got the armband on, and you're thinking what?
Oh, boy. You know, dude, it was as crazy of a situation as I've ever seen.
It just felt so unfair.
Yeah.
Because even, you know, Deebles said Ayuk was wide open on the play that Brock got hurt.
Got hurt, yeah.
So he probably would have thrown a touchdown pass.
Probably,
in that situation.
Yeah. I mean, it's so tough to look back like and be like, oh, coulda, shoulda, woulda, and what could have happened and stuff. It is honestly like the worst luck that we could have had.
You going to watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I'll watch.
Do you care?
Do I care about who wins? No.
Why are you watching?
Because I'm a football fan. You know, I live and breathe it. You know, this is my thing, so I'm going to watch.
Yeah, see, that would be tough. But you can't root for the Eagles.
See, yeah, I'm not rooting for either team. Don't get me wrong. Like, I dislike both teams, obviously, now, because there's rich history now between, obviously, losing to the both teams in big-time games. But, yeah, no, I mean, the Super Bowl is the Super Bowl. It does hurt. You know, being here hurts. I remember I was over by the stadium yesterday and kind of seeing it all dressed up. You know, for the longest time, like, that was my mindset, was I was going to be here, you know, Super Bowl 57, February 12th, like, had it written down, you know, and obviously not to be in it sucks.
He's Fred Warner, the Niners linebacker, two-time All-Pro. I have this suggestion for the Pro Bowl. That if you're going to put it on your resume,
sure,
you only get the initial vote that said that you're a Pro Bowl, not an alternate.
Oh.
Alternate doesn't get to go on your resume.
Okay.
Because, you know, you get Tyler Huntley, who got to go to the Pro Bowl.
Right.
And he threw two more touchdowns than I did this year, Fred.
I understand.
So I think it should be just that first team that's announced. Then you can put it on your resume. Everybody else is just somebody who is added to the roster, competing at the Pro Bowl festivities.
That's an interesting take. I think there should be something next to your name, even if you are an alternate. But there should be like a distinction, right? Because right now there's no distinction of like if you were the initial Pro Bowl or if you were an alternate. You know, there should be kind of like a distinction, you know, next to your name if you are.
Do you get anything for being All Pro?
more money in your contract.
Oh. Do you have bonuses in there for all pro?
No bonus. I'm talking about like when you come to the table. Oh. Like that's obviously a nice thing to have.
But they don't give you a plaque or anything, or
I don't
a jacket
think so,
or
no.
a sweatshirt or football or
They just give you a tweet on Twitter.
That's
saying,
it.
Saying you made it, yeah.
Who do you pattern your game after?
Bobby Wagner.
Oh.
Yeah, no, when I was in college at BYU, that's the only guy I watched. I mean, he was the model of what it is to play Mike Backer in this league when I was coming out. And then obviously when I got drafted to the Niners, seeing him twice a year and watching him even more closely and then becoming friends, exchanging numbers, and like now he's like a big brother to me. Like him being like, I could text him and he'll respond back and let me know whatever.
How cool is that though?
So cool.
If I would have told you in college, by the way,
you kidding me?
That dude is going to be a mentor. He's going to be your buddy.
I'd have never believed it. A lot of the things I see these days. I mean, I was back at the Pro Bowl last week. Ray Lewis, 52, comes, grabs me. He's like, hey, starts giving me game, like just talking to me on the side about what I need to do in my pass coverage and all these type of things. And I'm like, this is Ray Lewis. Like, are you kidding me? Like, bro, like, come on. Like, it's surreal. So, stuff like that. I get starstruck all the time. Peyton Manning's in the locker room before, we were warming up.
Are you getting pictures with these guys?
Yeah, I'll show you right now. I got a picture with Peyton in the locker room.
Did you get one with Ray?
See, I don't think I got one with Ray. No.
Maybe somebody took a picture.
I think there's plenty of pictures places.
Because yes. I don't know what's cool or not. Like, would you exchange jerseys?
With?
Like a quarterback.
In the league that's playing right now?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Have you done that?
I don't think so. I really wanted to ask Tom Brady for his, but I'm like, it's kind of...
Well, you know what? You guys were all getting in line to get the green laws. It looked like an autograph. Right. So, hey, Tom's here to sign autographs. Come
Literally,
on, guys.
I know. So,
like, you guys were like, all geeking out.
I'm like, this probably isn't the best time to ask him for his jersey after we're demanding signatures on the interception balls, So, I'm like, probably not the best timing.
I think he was so surprised that's why he signed it.
Yeah.
Because he was like, wait, what? And then...
I think he's done it before, and he's probably used to it by now.
But you usually do that in private.
Yeah.
You don't do that out on the field.
And he was mic'd up. So, ooh. Like, you could see the whole interaction. It's on camera. Yeah.
Did you give him a hard time for asking Brady for his autograph?
Oh, no, I'm the one who told him to do it.
Oh, you did?
We're on the sideline. We're on the sideline, okay. And I'm sitting there. We've been pulled out of the game at this point. We're blowing him out. And I'm like, hey, are you going to get your ball signed by Tom Brady? He's like, nah, probably not. I'm like, bro, how do you, we don't know when the next time we're going to play this guy is. You need to do it.
So you're responsible for this.
We talked about it, and I rolled up there with him to make sure he wasn't out there alone. It was a great moment, seriously.
Oh, how many times can you ask somebody like that? Hall of Famer, the GOAT, and then
the GOAT.
You got a
seeing him up close, like this microphone is him and this is me, like we're this close. It was.
But during the game, did you hit him?
I think I got a little hit on him.
Okay.
One time.
Did he?
But you can't hit him too. I think it was actually like this.
Oh, you just tapped him.
Yeah, you just got to tap him like as he's going down. You give him a little tap. You don't want to flag or nothing. So.
And he likes to yell back at you.
Yeah, you know what? He didn't do that.
It didn't matter at that point, probably.
You only yell back when you're winning, and they weren't winning that whole game.
Tell me about the X-Tech pads that you have, because it's amazing. When you look at the old, NFL films, and guys had these big pads now.
Huge pads.
Like, you guys, these look like Pop Warner.
My coach, Johnny Holland, he played way back in the day. He shows highlights of these humongous pads on, and I think that's the best part about our game now is we've evolved into just – X-Tech, these pads that you don't even feel like you have them on when I'm out there. That's like the number one thing for a linebacker is your shoulder pads, right? Because I'm delivering hits, delivering blows, and you want something that has protection and performance. Something that you can, when you're running around, it feels like you have nothing on. And you watch the NFL Honors last night?
Some of the highlights.
You guys watch? Yeah, so the Offensive Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, Justin Jefferson, Nick Bosa, like these are the top guys in the league, and they all wear these pads. Myself, Josh Jacobs, who's he's in my opinion, the best running back in the league this past season, he wears these pads. And we all wear them because of the performance, and we know that we're going to be protected out there on the field. All the top colleges, high schools, they wear them. And, I think they do a great job. Bob over here, he's on the side. He came to the 49ers and fitted me my first year, when I was a little pup, coming out of BYU, fitted me with custom pads. And, I still – I'm rocking X-Tech because I believe in them.
Did you bring enough for all of us?
I don't know. Do we have some? We got some on the side. Nice. We can run one-on-one drills right here on this little green mat that we got on the ground.
Could you take all four of my guys right now?
Four on one is maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. We can try.
Okay.
I did my stretches this morning.
Does anybody come up to you and want you to hit them?
No, not at all. They're smarter than that.
we're not. These guys are. They'd like to get popped here. Right. Hey, congrats on the season. Obviously, didn't end the way you thought, but great to have you on.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Great to have you on.
And Marvin. Yeah, Marvin.
That's linebacker.
Come on, man. All right, Marvin.
We're going to have to get a picture after this, man. It's my guy right here.
Bang, bang, night of game.
You know it.
We're going to take a break. By the way, if you want to stick around, we have food coming off the Traeger grill over there.
Come on, you kidding me?
We cooked a hog all night long.
Really?
Yeah. We had people sleep here last night.
All right.
And they had the Traeger grill on, and they cooked a whole hog.
Wow, I got to get
these. So if you'd like to have some food, we'll pull it off the grill.
It'd be my pleasure.
He is Fred Warner of the Niners, the X-Tech shoulder pads. You can go to xtechpads.com or at xtechpads on Instagram. Take a break. We'll close up shop after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Every week we talk about our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We invite you to check out their NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain, one-of-a-kind digital cards. They also have public auctions on the site. You'll find the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, all-time greats, featuring the official products from NFL, UFC, NBA, FIFA World Cup, and collegiate sports. Collectors can share the cards in the public gallery. You can complete challenges, earn exclusive award cards, and more. But keep an eye out on the Panini NFT platform for unique, one-of-a-kind VIP experiences. Select NFT holders have access to on-the-field experiences at NFL games or backstage at UFC. Panini NFT trading cards, giving collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, and rare inserts, and even one-of-one NFTs from every pack. That's paniniamerica.net/blockchain, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What a great week. Great week. Not allowed to be eating. All right. Nobody. Fred can. Fred Warner of the Niners. He loaded up his plate. He might stay here for a while. My thanks to all the guests who came by. Certainly the crew behind the scenes and the Giants crew as well here at Scottsdale Stadium. Hannah was wonderful with the Giants. Ryan was great as well. Thank you for all the great, great work. And great place to come for spring training. San Francisco Giants, Scottsdale Stadium. Our thanks to Scottsdale, the city, for allowing us to take over the ballpark this week. We'll have what we learn, what's in store for Monday. I think we just heard that Troy Aikman's going to join us on Monday. Is that right, Fritzy?
That is correct.
All right. Thank you, Fritzy. Let's see. Anything else? Anybody got a game prediction that I really care to hear about? The exact number, Marv. You got a prediction?
I do, but you don't care about it.
I don't, but go ahead. We got to fill some time.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to go Chiefs 31, Eagles 20.
Okay. Todd?
I got 29-23 Kansas City.
All right. Seton O'Connor.
31-24 Eagles.
Okay. Paulie?
21-13 Eagles.
21-13.
Low scoring.
Okay. Yeah, I gathered that.
Completely 21. Wrong. It'd be so wrong.
That'd be under the over-under 51. I'm going to go with the Eagles winning it. 27-23.
Jalen Hurts MVP.
Okay. Anybody else?
Just throwing that out there.
Okay. All right. You can. Todd?
Patrick Mahomes gets a second ring and gets an MVP.
Gutsy.
Okay. Yeah. Going out on a limb. Marv?
You know what? I'm going to go Isaiah Pacheco. Okay. Let's go Rutgers. Okay.
Oh, right. Okay. Rutgers in the house. Yeah, Pong.
Dan, how many Rutgers players have been Super Never mind.
This day in sports history.
Got a couple Major League Baseball outlawed pitches that were included tampering with the ball. You used to be able to cut it, spitball, everything before 1920, and then it changed.
Mm.
The AFL franchise in Los Angeles was transferred to San Diego in 1961. They became the Chargers. And Mike Tyson had a rough week in Indianapolis this day in 1996.
Oh, well, man.
It was on the list, I had to say it. No offense.
Yeah, I remember that took over SportsCenter for weeks. Charlie Steiner, I think, was out in Indianapolis covering that. On this day, Casey Jones elected to the Basketball Hall of Fame. How about that, Marvin?
Yeah. Iconic team?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Pete Maravich scored 66 points in a loss to Tulane on this date in 1969. And there's no three-point shot. So if you had Maravich scoring 66, and he was a great outside shooter, probably give him
314 points.
A 10 more points. Okay. He might have had 76 points in a game. Three-point shot. I mean, averaging 45 a game, and... No three-point shot.
Where was he shooting from normally?
I had Dale Brown of LSU go back and see if he could get all the shooting charts of Maravich when he was in college. And he was, and I wish I still had it, but he showed me the shooting charts of where Maravich was taking his shots. And if you applied the college three-point line, Maravich would have averaged 55 a game. But he would have taken more three-point shots. So those are just the shots that he took were worth 2 points. But Dale Brown was great in going back and looking at that. He wasn't, you know, Maravich's coach. His father was. But I said, do you have the shooting charts there at LSU? Yes, Paulie.
With the Super Bowl, are you guys I don't even know who's doing the halftime show.
It's still Rihanna.
It is. I forgot.
Still, yeah.
How come they don't do the group thing? Because I thought the group thing last year really crushed. As far as...
Oh, it will be.
Public. Oh, it is. Oh, it's Rihanna plus guests?
Oh, yeah.
Feet.
Yeah.
Rihanna feet?
Feet. Feet. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe Jay-Z maybe comes out. Maybe
Drake?
Drake could. Yeah, Eminem could, but 2 years in a row, people say maybe not.
Uh-huh.
Who else? A bunch. A$AP Rocky maybe because they're together, but that would be awkward. He shouldn't.
I still think they should have done country. I know Chris Stapleton's doing the anthem, but just make it a collaborative effort there and have it country. They did it years ago, but... was Travis Tritt in that?
About 20 years ago, at least.
Yeah, I don't know. Country is just so big that I would have loved to have seen that, especially out here in Arizona. Yes, Marv?
Yeah, the cowboy hats and the cowboy boots are in abundance out here. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Final results of the poll question?
Yeah, we had some wild ones today. Some ones I didn't even see coming. Actually, we threw up this before. How excited are you for the Super Bowl? Very kinda, not really.
Oh, okay.
I would say not really.
And 37% of the audience said not really.
Okay.
41 kinda. You got only 22 coming in at very. All right.
Let's go around the room since it was Super Bowl week. What did we learn this week? By the way, I want to thank the backroom guys. Let's run them down here. Mario, who got his first tattoo.
Yay.
Dylan got another tattoo.
Eric Weeks.
The big German. Rob. Eric Weeks, the cameraman. Anybody else that I'm missing there? The guys back home, Tyler Vaughn.
Yeah.
And Picture Day Ray. Yeah. The gambling podcast, by the way, is up with Bad Larry. We did it yesterday with the Super Bowl picks with Shay and Bad Larry. They're going to fight one of these days, I think.
Fun.
Yeah. And Dylan, so they made their Super Bowl predictions, prop bets as well. It's available at danpatrick.com. It's a hoot. It is a hoot.
What's wrong with those three?
Really? You're going to ask that question? We don't have enough time
no, we
to
don't.
Answer
Sorry.
Them. What did you learn today, Marv?
Fritzy said,
Yeah, he did, early. Yeah, you set the tone early with that.
Yeah, I did do that.
What did you learn, Todd?
Justin Herbert and Trevor Lawrence say that you always have to be aware of where the Chiefs' Chris Jones is.
All right. Seton O'Connor.
Todd did karaoke, and I was surprised by the songs.
Paulie.
After all these years, I can't believe we pulled off doing the show at Scottsdale Stadium.
Yeah. Todd, what did I learn?
Fred Warner patterns his game after Bobby Wagner.
He was great. He was a great guest. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. We could talk about how with Discover, redeem your rewards for cash at any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Again, thank you for this great audience. All the people here in Scottsdale helped us behind the scenes. We'll talk to you Monday. One more item as we close up shop here in Scottsdale and we say goodbye to the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. Seton suggested maybe I go to where there's a little, is it a scratch on the Sprinter van or is it a ding?
It's a, I'd say it's a ding.
A ding, and then maybe
a scrape, maybe scratch. Yeah.
Autograph the ding.
You might as well, right?
Well, you maybe caused the ding, so you should autograph.
Yeah, I wish I knew how that happened, but.
Well, it's only, it's either you or the French kid that.
Yeah, it'd be one of the two of us.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah. It's on its way to Oklahoma. On its way to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
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 Steven in Oklahoma won it.
All right, Steven.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably somewhere right around where it got scratched, too.
Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. Hit the open road. 16 body types. Your choice of gas or diesel engine. Thousands
of ways.
What?
Let's go, Steven.
Oh, okay. Mercedes. The Sprinter van, capable, versatile enough to help drive your ambitions. So right now is the time to discover what moves you. Don't wait. Unlock your potential inside a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.